in the beginning again, just kind of get an understanding of avoiding the supernatural. What does that mean? In today's world, once again, we kind of get free with dealing with things that are spiritual and things we do not understand. And we do it not realizing there's a danger in it. Now, not adding to it, that's what I'm trying to do in this scripture. I'm just trying to show you how he puts emphasis on us staying away from it. If you notice up top, they come in like three different categories, like what we may call supernatural. One category is witchcraft. Okay, anytime we try to do any type of spells, divination, luck in the form of charms, rituals, and routines. Now, let me be very clear on this. If somebody says they're doing a magic trick, and they're doing entertainment magic trick, that's all that is, okay? Because you get some, once again, that goes far, oh, don't do that because that's demonic. Now, if a person says, the spirits gave me so and such to do this, then you need to stay away from it. Do y'all see where I'm coming? Okay? Now they're implying that there's some supernatural, blah, blah, blah. But if a person just is very good at doing a trick and that you can't tell, that's entertainment. And then that's based on your faith if you want to watch them or not. But be careful not to say, oh, magicians are. Until the magician claims, oh, I call on the spirits, and then you'd rather not go see them. Does everybody get that? Okay? So supernatural or spells, and watch out for those who use the Bible incorrectly. Say this verse three times and you'll have good luck. That's witchcraft. Okay? All right? When you use the Bible incorrectly, that's witchcraft. And like I said, charms, rituals, and routines, especially in sports, people have good luck shirts and good luck this and good luck. That's witchcraft. You may wear something, say, every time I wear this, even if you say, I wear this because it belonged to this family member, and if you do it in remembrance of them, that's one thing. If you do it because you think it's bringing you luck and they're with you, witchcraft. Y'all get this? Okay, please be careful when you try to get some sort of power out of anything other than God and doing it God's way. The second section is fortune telling, and that comes in the form of psychics, palm reading, tarot cards, astrology, anything of that sort. Okay, if you do something to tell you something about your future, or once again, supernaturally about you, that's fortune telling. That is false. Okay, you avoid them. We do not go after them. Okay, and then false spiritual. Okay, spirituality is where we're at. And false spiritual would include things like seances, spiritualists. People ever go to spiritualists because my spirit is not right? Dream books. How about when people did the, we talked about last week, the when you move your furniture around. What is it? Feng shui. Exactly. Feng shui. I don't know if you ever heard that. People, I went to work with some people that would say, I had to put my furniture in one place because but the bed was in the wrong place. Now it's in the corner of the room, and now my feng shui is right. I'm telling you, that's what they say. It's dangerous. That's very dangerous. Do you understand that? Now, once again, using this again, because you have some people that go to yoga to stretch. That's okay. Some people go to yoga to get their chi, and I don't mean ice chi. I'm talking about chi. I don't know what that is, but they try to get that right or whatever. Chakra, there you go, chakra. You know what I mean? Chakra, but all that stuff. People try to add all this other stuff. When they start messing with that, once again, that's false spiritualism. If you go there and you're just stretching, nothing wrong with it. Do you understand with that? I mean, because when people get medical with it, one thing. When they get spiritual with it, very dangerous. And does everybody get this? Okay? And this is what we have to be careful with. So we get the chance to get an understanding of that all of that is dependent upon God. We go to God for true spirituality, for true understanding. And we only deal with supernatural through God. That is it. We saw in the Old Testament that the older ones were put to death. They were told to be put to death. Okay? So where we last left off was exactly. So it's under the section where it says the supernatural is man delving into something he doesn't understand and is doomed if he doesn't separate from it. So where it says they promise others supernatural actions while they are still in danger. Look what it says in Isaiah 47, 13 through 15. Isaiah 47, 13 through 15. It says, all the counsel you have received has only worn you out. Let your astrologers come forward, those stargazers who make predictions month by month, let them save you from what is coming upon you. Surely they are like stubble. The fire will burn them up. They cannot even save themselves from the power of the flame. Here are no coals to warm anyone. Here is no fire to sit by. That is all they can do for you. These you have labored with and trafficked with since childhood. Each of them goes on in his error. There is not one that can save you. So the key is you have some people as Christians who go to some of these, and he names some of them, astrologers, stargazers, who make predictions month by month. He's basically saying if they really knew, are they really saving you? And he's saying they're just setting you up. A lot of us get caught up in this, they'll kind of jumble words, make you feel good, you'll go with it. And you're going to see the danger in a little bit. We're going to get to the danger soon. But because it's not real. We've seen there are some that are real and still wrong, and we got some that are false, but they're still wrong. It's the fact that you're doing it. That's the danger. It was almost like what we were talking about with sexual immorality. It's not what happens in it. It's the fact that because you did it is what caused it, what made it wrong. Does that make sense? God said, stay away from it. And a lot of these things, he doesn't go into detail why they're wrong. It's wrong because he said they're wrong. Does that make sense? And that's where we just go, amen, got it. Not, why? I don't see anything wrong. And that's what we've turned into, these people that go, I don't see anything wrong with, and when I did it, it seemed to work. Isn't that the same thing that Eve did with the apple? I mean, with the fruit. I keep saying apple. And there's nowhere that it said it was the apple. So, yeah, be careful not to get caught up in that. Yeah, it was the fruit. Yes?
What you say about getting caught up, I think of astrology, and people read their signs every day. We shouldn't even be reading them.
We should not. Avoid them. Some go, I'm just doing it for fun, is what some will say. It's very dangerous. And Sister Rodia had a question. Which somebody can end up getting caught up in stuff, something like, and it could be for fun, but I'm saying avoid it, because it's something, you're dabbling in something, you need to avoid it, because it is dabbling.
Well,
I'm dabbling. Amen. That's good to hear. You knew chakra really good.
One time, a friend of mine went to the beach, and we stayed at a friend of hers house.
Yep.
And I don't know how I ended up in the bedroom where the woman had all this, like, she had Buddha and all this other stuff. And she goes, and I chat, and I do this. She goes, and I did all of that, and that's why I got this big, beautiful house.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, but it was okay. I just prayed,
amen.
Because it meant nothing to me.
Right.
She really believed it.
Yeah.
That,
and that's the dangerous side.
She did ring in a bell 3 times a day.
Oh, yeah.
And there were all these symbols and
incense, and they'll have a lot of stuff with it. Oh, yeah. And they truly believe in a lot of that. Now, where we then added to it, some people say because you were in that house, you would have carried the spirit out. Once again, that's, you know, and the reason I'm showing that, and the reason I'm saying that is, Christians get caught up in that stuff. You know what I mean? Oh, don't go in there because you'll carry something. It doesn't say that. You don't dabble in it. You understand? Here's the deal. The entire world is surrounded by spirituality. That's wrong. We're protected by it. Do you understand that? As long as we stay within its protection. You start stepping out of this protection by making up stuff. Do you know what I mean? If somebody, oh, no, get away, and then make sure you say this scripture and do it. Don't get caught up in that. Be careful in that. So it's good. You pray for that person, and you hope they get out of that. So, you know, that's a dangerous thing that we get caught up in. So, but that is a common thing, which people are using things that they're participating in something that makes them feel better, and they give a lot of credit to that. Amen? Other questions? Amen? So we see that he says, go to them now when you're really going through something and tell them to get you out of it, and they will not be able to. Now, we also notice that all prophecy is through the Holy Spirit, okay? Nothing else. Not cards, crystal balls, palms, stars, none of that stuff. People, I don't know if you ever heard the term Nostradamus. Everybody, you know, they like to bring that guy up. And a lot of times, and supposedly how he read things was through a bowl with water in it. It's called necromancy. Or necromancy is what it's called. And it's almost like a crystal ball, but they use water and he would predict. Now, he's supposedly a spiritual man, but once again, still dangerous. So the minute you heard he's using a certain form, not of God, not through God, you avoid stuff like that. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You don't go, let me see what he's going to say now. But look what it says in 2 Peter 1, 20-21. It says, above all, you must understand. Why is he saying this? Because if you don't understand this, you'll give credit to other things. And he says, above all. Remember the other above all, we must guard our heart. So in this one, above all, you got to understand what's about to be said. This is that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation. Very important. Because he's letting you know, first of all, when I read something out of the book of Peter, it did not come from who? Peter. Do y'all understand that? And you'll hear some ministers go, well, Peter must have been sitting there and he must have thought to himself and then he must have, no. Y'all get this? We give credit to Peter. Okay? No. He said none of it came from Peter. Peter was led, as it says here. It says, for the prophecy had never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. So it was nothing that he experienced that he said. It was the Spirit guided him, he wrote. Does that make sense? All right. Yeah, like I said, I work with doctors now, and we have the electronic dictation system. They pick up a mic and they speak, and you see the words go across. You understand? And that's how it worked. Okay, the mic didn't do anything. It was the instrument used in order to get the words put out there. And that's what Peter and Paul and all of them were. Right? I'm giving the words in there. But when he says above all, that means all prophecy, everything given, if it's not from God, run away from it. Do y'all get this? All right, that's why they said they would kill all spiritualists in Israelite and things like that. They would destroy him because they were like, get that away, because it's very dangerous. Amen? Okay. Now, we need to leave all interpretations for God. Sometimes when people read this, they're thinking he's talking about dreams, but look what he says here. And even if you read the Hebrew, it shows you what he's saying. Genesis 40, verse 8. Genesis 40, verse 8 says, we both had dreams, they answered, but there is no one to interpret them. Look what Joseph says here. Then Joseph said to them, do not interpretations belong to God? Think about that. Now, not just with dreams, not just with what's going on in the world. Here's this, even the Bible. Have you ever heard somebody use the term, everybody has their own interpretation of the Bible? Have you ever heard that term? Okay, that's actually nonsense. All right, that's called chaos. All right, and how then do I interpret the Bible? With the Bible. When that was understood is when the Bible became clear. See, when I read something and I try to make sense of it, that's going to be me making sense. Then you'll read it, you'll make some other sense of it. Now we're in trouble. However, when I read it and I don't understand it, this is why I always tell people, write it down, keep reading. And you'd be surprised how later on you'll go, oh, this explains this. And this puts together this and this, and that's how the Bible was to be understood. That's why I said word upon word, tittle upon tittle. Do y'all remember that in Isaiah where he said that's how the Bible is to be understood? Who will understand Scripture? And that's how the thing is supposed to be. So interpretations are meant for God, not for us. Do you understand that? Okay, and that's why we have to be careful not to add to it. But that's why he says, do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me your dreams. And he was saying this in the sense of if God answers it, there's your answer. If God does not. And in the Bible, he does say one thing about dreams. Okay, he does. Y'all remember that verse? It, for the most part, if you want to use, if somebody says, well, then what does he say about dreams? Turn with me. To some Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 5. And this is a most he says to kind of give something to dreams. Now, he used to talk to people in dreams, and I'll show you something in that. But just look at this here. So in Ecclesiastes 5, verse 3 says, as a dream comes when there are many cares. Did y'all catch that? And it's, he uses this as an analogy, so the speech of a fool when there are many words. In other words, somebody talks too much usually is a fool because they're saying too much. But he's saying when there are many cares is when a person dreams. And so if a person's over-dreaming, it's because you've got so much going on, is what's implying. And it kind of ends it there. That's the most you'll get on him giving us out the Bible on our dreams. You understand that? So we got to be careful then when we add to it. All right. Some of us have some weird dreams. Some of us have some basic dreams. Some of us think we have no dreams. You know what I mean? So be careful. But look what he says in Hebrews 1. Verse 1. Hebrews 1. Verse 1 says, in the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times in various ways. Okay? But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Now, how does he still speak to us? By word. So how does that fit with this, what we just read here? Jesus is the word. So in other words, back in the day, remember it said various ways. So some people got dreams, some people through other people, some people through, you got where I'm coming from. And some people through signs, all that stuff worked. And I'm not saying he won't do it, but he's saying these days we have access to the word, which is Christ. Our answers that we need are in this word. Unfortunately, we sometimes want more, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? We kind of look and want him to, once again, the sky to open and him say something, or we try to find signs and things, and sometimes we set ourselves up. Does that make sense? Just read what the word says, stop there. And he gives us what we need to know and not what we don't need to know. Amen? Okay. So back to the page. So we understand that all interpretation belongs to God. Now understand that God will destroy the false messengers and supports the ones he sent. Okay, so the ones who are false, they may not see things happening to them wrong, eventually they're going to be destroyed. In other words, they're in danger. Okay, and the ones that he sent, he's going to support. Okay, even if other people don't. Look at Isaiah 44. Thank you, dear. Isaiah 44, 24 through 26. It says, this is what the Lord says. Your Redeemer who formed you in the womb, I am the Lord who has made all things. Who alone stretched out the heavens, who spreads out the earth by myself, who foils the signs of the false prophets, okay, and makes fools of diviners, who overthrows the learning of the wise and turns it into nonsense, who carries out his word of his servant, and who fulfills prediction of his messengers. Now I want to show you something too. I've highlighted the two things because the story is on supernatural. So he foils the signs of the false prophets and he makes fools of diviners. But look who he added in this group also. He overthrows the learning of the wise and turns it into nonsense. Now, you're like, wait a minute, why are they adding to it? One thing the church has done wrong is we have allowed what we call brilliant or learned people to almost take over the church. Does that make sense? We got people to come in and because they're so smart with their degrees and with their traveling and with everything, they'll tell you, some of the Bible is nonsense, and you can follow this, and don't listen to this, and we're following them because of their worldly wisdom, if that makes sense. Okay, keep that in mind. So that type of wisdom is equal to a spiritualist and all that other stuff. Yep.
This is back to the dream statement. Are you saying that dreams don't really mean anything, they're just dreams?
I'm saying the Bible said. No, if they do mean something, pray to God, and if he gives you an answer, leave it at that. Does that make sense? This is a good question. That is a good question. That's why I'm glad they asked. Am I saying? I'm not. Because they may be something in dreams, but only God. God interprets. You got where I'm coming from. So if God interprets it, amen. If God does not, it was a weird dream. Right? I've had some weird dreams. Okay, I know other people that have some even weirder dreams, you know what I mean? And that's all they probably are, dreams. Then there may be something, there may be a message. You pray to God, and if he answers, okay. If he doesn't, but be careful. Don't go to these outside sources to answer your dreams. Does that make sense? Okay, some people even know, I think especially in certain communities, if the women dream of fish, what did it mean?
Right.
See, isn't that a shame? And there's something to it, right? They would argue that. I'm not going to mess with that. I'm saying stay away from that. What if you dream of meatloaf? Does it mean... I'm just throwing it out there. I just want to know if y'all... All right, we'll leave it. Why fish? I don't get it. You know what I mean? But All right. But that was a common one, and it's one of those weird... Remember I told you, supernatural is weird, and he doesn't answer everything. He just says, stay away from it. Mm-hmm. Amen? So I won't go, oh, man, they dreamed of fish. I'll just go, that's weird. I'm not messing with it. And just leave it be. Does that make sense? Just be very careful with that. So there can be something in dreams, but if God doesn't interpret it, then it wasn't meant for me to know. Okay? Good question. So, what was that? Oh, God's the answer. So the second part of that in verse 26 is, who carries out the words of his servants and fulfills the prediction of his messengers. So those who are truly led by God, he's going to support you completely. Those who are giving what God says, if you're his servant, you're being used by him. So that's going to be displayed. And anytime a prophet, a true prophet says it, it's going to come true. Do you understand? In fact, one of the things that's not in this that tells us the way you can tell if a prophet is true or not is what? Let's say he told 20 of them and one of them didn't come true, he's not a prophet of God. You make up a 19. No, if one didn't come, he says, do not fear him. There's another level to that we're about to read, so keep that in mind. But it's saying if one doesn't come right. But I've seen people, because of the odds, still go, but he got all these right, and they'll still follow it. And once again, that shows how we step outside the protection of God. God clearly said, he doesn't get wrong, do not fear him. Okay? And you're supposed to avoid it. Now, God is the answer, seek him only. Isaiah 8:19-20 says, when men tell you to consult mediums and spiritists who whisper and mutter, should not a people inquire of their God? Isn't that a good question? He was like, so we're telling you to go to the psychic, go to these other people. Why don't you just go to God? The word has it. Why do we go to these? Because we want a more profound answer, a more desirable answer. We want an answer that fits. No, everything you need is in the Bible. Maybe not everything you want. Everything you need is in the Bible. Do y'all get this? Okay? What you need to know. Remember that one verse that says the secret things are for God. The things that are put out there are for man. So if I don't know it, I wasn't meant to know it. Amen? Okay? So keep that in mind. Okay? And you'd see a whole lot more rich psychics out here, wouldn't you? They'd be winning lottos like crazy if they were really that good. Am I right? Think about it. That billion or whatever, you should have was psychic down so and such one. And it doesn't, I'm saying, there's some stuff that you always got to be very careful with when it comes to them. But he's asking, should not a people inquire of their God? Why consult the dead on behalf of the living, he's asking. Why are you doing some of the things? We don't realize how foolish it is, because they're supposed to be talking to spirits of dead people. And God's the one who made them. Why don't you just go to God? It's a simple question that the Bible asks, right? Amen. And it doesn't matter if it's real or fake. Participating in it is what makes it sin. This is a scripture that was missing if you had a paper that I wanted to make sure I didn't miss. 1 Corinthians 10:18-22. Watch what he says here. 1 Corinthians 10:18-22 says, consider the people of Israel. Do not those who eat the sacrifice participate in the altar? Do I mean, watch this, then that a sacrifice offered to an idol is anything, or that an idol is anything? No. Stop there for a minute. What he's saying is, you know, I don't know if people see movies like The Exorcist and stuff like that. They're saying because you have this idol, the idol brings a demon. In other words, they're giving power to the idol. Well, God is saying the sacrifices and the idol, meaningless. They're just objects. But watch what the danger is. This is what he says. He says, no, but the sacrifices of pagans are offered to demons, not to God. And I do not want you to participate with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons too. You cannot have part in both the Lord's table and the table of demons. Are we trying to arouse the Lord's jealousy? Are we stronger than he? So in other words, you participate in that. Who should you be scared of? God. Did y'all catch that? It has nothing to do with that object. Has nothing to do that if it has power or anything. He's like, well, wait a minute. Wait. I'm God and you went to this? Does everybody understand that? Remember, it says, my God is a consuming fire. We do stuff sometimes not realizing grace helps us to avoid his wrath. And we keep doing stuff to put us right back in the path of it. Amen? So it's not the objects and the whole things people go through, and they didn't bring the weird demons in your house and all this stuff. Once again, that's people who made more of something. It's the fact of you're doing something you have no business doing, and now you're putting yourself on the wrong side of God. Does that make sense? Any questions on that? Okay, cool. Now, we have been warned that those that continue in this practice will be eternally condemned. Look what the Bible says on this. Galatians 5:19-21. We understand, because we do fruit every year, the act of the sinful nature. And you'll see elements of this dealing in the supernatural in that. We see the acts of a sinful nature are obvious, he says. So if you watch a person's life, you'll see these. And that's sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry. Idolatry should be one that's highlighted because that'll fit in there. It's when I idolize, when I give something else power. You know what I mean? It's when you give anything else power. It comes in so many different forms. It becomes my God. Witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, and orgies, and the like. Okay, so the and like saying anything that even fits me giving that type of power. He says, I warned you as I did before that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Make sense? Okay, and once again, you got people dabbling in it saying there is no harm. In the back of the day, the stoning represented hell. Please understand that. In other words, death, the eternal death. Remember I said the Old Testament gave physical renditions of what we're going through spiritually. If somebody still sins now, that stoning is going to happen at the end. Do you understand that? That hell that they're going to be in, if that makes sense. So he's saying this, if you stay this, that thing that's worth death is still this. I can't say I accept Christ and still live in a sinful nature. Does that make sense? And that's what I'm saying. When you've seen evidence of that in the Old Testament, they were stoned to death or they were in one way or the other killed. Does that make sense? Okay? Now, what we get spiritually now is people are still dabbling in it. They're headed for eternal death. Does that make sense? Amen? And it's their choice. That's what he says. I warned you. He also shows in Revelations. Revelations 21, 7 through 8. Revelation 7 through 21, 7 through 8. He says, he who overcomes will inherit all of this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts. Did y'all catch that? Okay. The idolaters, that would fit in there, and all liars. Their place will be in the fiery lake of the burning sulfur. This is the second death. So he made that very clear. Where are they going? To hell. Yeah. So we get that clear understanding. So this is not something to play with. Do y'all understand this? Okay. He's saying this is their place. And if it defines you. Okay. Now understand the key to not being misled by the supernatural is one main test. It will always be in line with God. Okay? That's going to be the main test. Now, this is the other. Remember I told you the one test you can realize when a prophet tells you something, if they get it wrong, you know they're not a prophet. Here's the other test. It has to be in line with God. And watch what he says here in Deuteronomy 13, 1 to 4. If a prophet or one who foretells by dreams appears among you and announces to you that a miraculous sign or wonder, and if the sign or wonder of which he has spoken takes place. So it's saying, okay, he told you something. And it happened. That's great. But watch what he says. And he says, let us follow other gods, gods you have not known, and let us worship them. You must not listen to the words of the prophet or the dreamer. Did y'all catch that? So I don't care if it came true. If he starts adding other things that are against the Bible, immediately, oh, I'm done. Do y'all get this? Okay? Nope. You know, and you got prophets that are doing that. They're doing this and they're saying, now if you just send me $1 million or whatever, do this. Or, and they'll say stuff that are not in line with God's word. You go, I'm finished. Not, but pastor, it happened. And they said it and it came true. Once again, that's sight. Spiritually, he says, if they go against it, watch what he says. Look who's testing. He says, you must not listen to the words of that prophet or dreamer. The Lord your God is testing you to find out whether you love him with all your heart and with all your soul. Do y'all see that? It is the Lord your God you must follow, and him you must revere. Now, in that line right there, it is him you must follow and him you must revere. It's simply put that I can't now use these other ones. Because usually when we go to other psychics and stuff like that, we're following us. I want an answer for my decision I'm going to make. So I'm going to go to them. They're going to give me an answer. I'm going to make a decision. I. Right? Instead of, I'm going to get what God gives me. Take what he gives me, praise God for what he gives me, and I'm going to accept what he doesn't give me and live for what he does not give me. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And which I'm everything he gives me, live in that, grow in that, understand that. What he doesn't give you, don't get caught up in that. Please don't be one of those that make to overdo it, because you'll be one of those that can be now susceptible to somebody leading you in the wrong way or being led to these spiritualists and things of that sort. Does that make sense? Okay, certain answer he's saying, there are reasons why, big reason we've seen in the Old Testament, we've seen in the New Testament, certain times he doesn't answer us because it's about trust. I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do, I just want you to trust me. Now, if he were to tell you, Keith, the reason why I want you to go down south is because I'm going to give you a whole lot of money. Oh, man, I packed the bags and we're gone, right? Because now I'm thinking he's going to give me a lot of money, right? Okay. But if he said, Keith, go down south, well, why? It's tornado season. I don't know about that. I don't want to find. You understand that? You know, and I start getting the, but trusting is, Lisa, we're going down south. I can tell you right now what my wife's going to say. He told you to go down south. He didn't tell me. And then I'll come back because as quick as I am going, but we are one. I'm letting you on my house. Never mind. All right. So, but you understand how that whole thing works? You know what I mean? So we would just go, not knowing, like Abraham did. He said, go sacrifice your son. He didn't go, go sacrifice your son. It's really not going to happen. I'm going to put a ram in the bush and you'll be up. He didn't do that. And Abraham got up, got his crew together, 3-day trip. And in his mind, he knows, I got to go kill my son. This son I've been waiting for that was promised to me, I have to go kill my son. But his own mind, he was trusting in God. And one thing he did, praise God, and I mean, if you notice in that story, he didn't tell everybody else what was happening. Did y'all notice that? Sometimes when we get something from God, we run and we want everybody to believe what we got from God. If you really got it from God, it's between you and God. Do you understand that? Okay, if it's meant for others, God will give it to others. But he just took them and said, we're going on a trip. Even the son said, so where's the sacrifice? He said, God will provide. Right? He didn't go, well, guess who's the sacrifice? If you would have cleaned your room, then we wouldn't be here. No, he didn't do that. So we must revere God, keep his commands, and obey him, serve him, and hold fast to him. Okay? So plain and simple. In the depths out, Jesus is the only answer and the only path. Look what it says in John 14, verse 6. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So if you're trying any other means, it's the wrong way. And it's a lie. And it's death. Do y'all get this? Okay? When he says the, that means it's it. It is only. It is only. I had a friend of mine that came to me the other day and they were very adamant about, I just feel so good when I see all the religions get together and they're coming together and they're coexisting. And I had to tell them, you do understand there's only one way to Christ. And her response was, but that's what we believe. And I'm like, so God tells just us that? I was like, no, he's telling us it's the only way. And that's a warning to she struggled with that. She was like, no, everybody has their way. That's just for us. It's the way for us, but not for. And you see how they'll distort and put so many others in danger? He didn't say a way. He said the. Does everybody understand that? He's the life. Please be careful. So we need to do all we can not to get caught up in their stuff. And it may look real. You may hear people getting these things. And they may look like they happen. If it's not endorsed by God, just go, I'll pass. Amen? Any questions? All right. Let's pray.